News Talk 760 WJR. This Paul W. Smith interview is brought to you by the American Iron and Steel Institute. The new steel, powered by strength, fueled by innovation.
Here on the Paul W. Smith Show, looking around and seeing how tough things are, we say, boy, would love to hear what David Littman has to say about all of this. Well, the doctor is in, the senior economist now for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Paul W.
Nice to catch up with you again. And as we are prepared for the governor's fifth State of the State address tonight, she won't be too specific on how she's going to do certain things, just what she would like to do. Thursday, I think, is when she'll get detailed with her tax or budget plans. But what do you think needs to be, or in a perfect world, what would you like to hear her say in her State of the State address tonight?
Well, Paul W., there are about 8 points that I'd make, but I'd like to preface my comments by saying that I believe we in Michigan must live in an alternative economic universe. You see, here in Michigan, contrary somehow to all the other states, higher taxes are supposed to attract more businesses, more jobs, more wealth, more population. So welcome to to Michigan's outstanding alternative universe of fiscal sanity. Here's what the governor ought to state very clearly in her address. Number one, Michigan is in the greatest fiscal crisis in 150 years. Number two, Lansing may not be responsible for the economic situation here. That's a lot is the auto companies that are here. But it is totally responsible for the fiscal situation. Thirdly, that the state must not just use this occasion to correct the deficit, but must plant the seeds and prepare the foundation to leapfrog our competition from the southern and the western states especially. And number four, to do this, our economic incentives in the state must be superior, not just equal to the rest, but must be superior, far superior. And fifthly, spending. She has to emphasize this because this is the most important point, Paul W. Spending is the real tax on people. And the Mackinac Center for Public Policy has outlined $2 billion worth of savings that would accrue to the people of Michigan and to the government if they could operate government in a more efficient, effective style, which they have no incentive to do right now. It's just tax and spend and accrue more.
All right, now let me make sure that we're very clear on this.
Sure.
Because it's been said that there are people, conservatives and others, who keep saying that there have to be cuts and keep saying government should be run more efficiently and keep saying that we can't raise taxes. And I happen to agree with all those things. But I haven't come up with any specifics. But you're saying that you have at the Mackinac Center very specific information where this could be achieved for a $2 billion savings?
It's been out there for almost a dozen years. Yes, because, for example, in this day and age already, why do we have defined benefits instead of defined contributions, like 401ks for school employees? That's $400 million right there. What if we made it a real freedom of competitive bidding for contracts on building in government areas, whatever, be they schools, roads, or whatever? There's another $200 million a year. The Medicaid programs, we have something that no other state has. There are six states totally that have full-time legislatures. Why is Michigan among those? So they got the prevailing wage. What about a swine quiz bowl? Is the state really responsible for that, or should this money be back in people's pockets?
The
swine quiz bowl.
What is that?
It's a tournament for high school students. I mean, there are so many things the state has done and has entered over the years that they shouldn't be doing in a fiscal crisis. But if we don't recognize the crisis, then sure, the Lansing's just going to raise taxes again. It says, you know, business as usual. There are no hurting people.
See, here's the thing that it simply stated for me is, we remember we have hired these people. We pay them. They're our employees. And we hired them to run our state, run our cities, and keep track of the budget. And in the same way that when you and I sit down and pay our bills with our checkbook, if we find that we're spending more than we're taking in, we have to stop spending. We don't say, oh, let's see, I'm $1,000 under in my checking account. I'll just go to my boss and say, you got to give me $1,000 more because that's what I'm spending. And they shouldn't just come to us again and say, whoops, we spent a lot more than we should have. You just better give us more money through taxes and then everything will be fine. Well, that's not why we hired them.
It's irresponsible, and it's irresponsible in the household. It's irresponsible in Lansing, especially because they're dealing with our money, and what they get, we don't have. And businesses aren't going to tell you, Paul W., they just leave. You know, they just walk out. Now, here's Chrysler this morning, another 10,000 jobs going nationwide, and a lot of those will be from Michigan. I don't think they'll ever get the message by this time. We need a right-to-work state so that we don't have just a special interest that keeps saying, hey, it's good for us to have the government tax and spend because we're the recipients of most of that spending. At this point, people have to say, hey, that's my pocketbook. I'll be gone if you do this again. And that's the only way they'll get the message is if it maybe their jobs. Right. Lansing's are on the line.
David, we will speak with you. Probably it would make more sense after Thursday's revelation as to what, in fact, the governor tonight will talk about things that she wants to do. And, in fact, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy will continue its practice of tallying and categorizing new initiatives offered by our governors in their annual State of the State address. They've done this for some time, a box score, if you will, that shows how many new projects and plans a governor wants to do compared to how many they're pulling back on or limiting, which is, of course, what should be happening now with our budget crisis. But then, maybe Friday morning, kind of an overview of what has been revealed after Thursday's revelation on how she's going to get to what she wants to get to in terms of tax increases or service cuts. All right?
The only real threat is a vote against bad behavior.
All righty, David, always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Paul.
Dr. David Littman, now senior economist for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You may agree with him, you may disagree with him, but you never wonder what he thinks. And right now, 64% of Michiganders or Michiganians in a Detroit Free Press Local 4 Michigan poll feel the way to solve the budget deficit is mostly or all by spending cuts, 64%.
Talking about what matters to you. Paul W. Smith Mornings. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.